KSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Alvinger, the mayor of New York City, with a message for pro-Palestinian demonstrators at Columbia University. The students are barricaded in Hamilton Hall, and Mayor Eric Adams is telling them to leave campus as soon as possible. Columbia says it will not expel students. It will expel, rather, students who do not leave Hamilton Hall. The movement, which began at Columbia, is spreading to more college campuses. At the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, the protesters replaced the American flag on the campus quad with a Palestinian flag. The school's interim chancellor walked out to the quad himself to watch as the U.S. flag was restored. Former President Trump fined $9,000 after being held in contempt of court for repeatedly violating the gag order in his hush money trial. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Protesters are calling for the University of Wisconsin in Madison to cut ties with Israel. They've been camping on campus since yesterday morning. Pro-Palestine demonstrators across the country started building similar encampments in April. About 200 people rallied Monday at UW-Milwaukee. Crime is going down, but people tell their local leaders public safety is their top concern. Danny Thompson is Waukesha's police chief. He says people should tell candidates this election year to work with local law enforcement.
One is helping training is important. Two is educate our kids not to get involved in crime and drugs and things of that nature. And three is that engagement piece and be in partnership with the community.
Thompson speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Appleton International Airport logged its busiest month ever in March with over 100,000 passengers. The airport also broke records in 2023 with just under 970,000 total arrivals and departures. This makes Appleton's airport the fastest growing airport in Wisconsin. Officials expect to see over a million passengers in 2024. Two Northeast Wisconsin volunteers are honored for their work in the Wisconsin Hunter Education Program. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources award Jesse Schultz of Wapaka the Hunter Education Instructor of the Year Award, and Jacob Tim of Gillett High School as the Archery Education Instructor of the Year. Award winners are selected based on their exemplary public service and dedication to promoting safe, responsible, and ethical hunting practices across our state. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers lose to the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the bottom of the ninth. The Brewers' Jake Bowers at the plate, and a called three strike got past the catcher, but Bowers was called for interference, preventing the tying run from coming in. Milwaukee losing at home 1-0, thanks to a bad call by the umpire, says Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, you're frustrated. You know, really, you're frustrated. There's a lot to be frustrated about, but you can't let yourself do it for too long. It happened. We put ourselves in that position. But when that does happen, there's a lot of one-run games. When that does happen, you want them to get it right. And I believe 100% they got it wrong, according to what I just read in the room.
NBA, it's do or die for the Bucks, down 3-1 tonight against the Pacers here in Milwaukee for Game 5. So what's been hurting the Bucks?
You know, when you shoot better than the other team, but they take, 17 more shots than you, you're not going to win that game. It's hard to win that game, and yet we still could have.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, partly cloudy overnight. Low mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. High upper 60s to 70. More rain ahead for Thursday. High low 60s. We're back into sunshine for Friday. High upper 60s. More rain possible Saturday. Currently at 64 degrees.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower healthcare costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing?
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, join us for a delayed round of Three Headlines and a Lie. 11:33 public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
There it is, Tuesday night live, Minocqua Brewing Company, Taproom, Madison, Wisconsin. Educated educators talking education, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, packed house. Here we are on location.
Unbelievable, Tim. I mean, first of all, it's great to be live with all these great people and all these educators and, you know, progressives here showing their support to support education and democracy. And we're here with a special guest. I mean, we got a slew of special guests.
Absolutely special guest. Kirk Bankstead, owner, entrepreneur, public education advocate extraordinaire. Kirk, what's happening, our friend?
Captain Kirk in the house.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that you guys are here. I appreciate all the folks that came out tonight. We have a slew of educators that are here who would love to talk on your show because you guys are reaching so much of the state of Wisconsin. What I like to call here is this is a Wisconsin idea, beer style, which is all about getting what needs to be said out to the rest of the state, which I'm so happy that you guys in Civic Media are doing.
Kirk, I love it. And think, you know, what a great place to come, though, and truly have the ability to talk about the things that we're about to talk about. And this is going to be, you know, it's live tonight, but a monthly event coming to the Minocqua Brewing Tap House in Madison. Education, talking about it, public schools, the foundation of democracy, the reality here. And again, where does democracy happen? It happens in a tap room, over a couple beers, over some coffee, over some choice wine, over some you name it.
So the Boston Tea Party happened at the Green Dragon Tavern.
There we go.
Hemingway got to know Picasso at the Closerie de Lila in the French Quarter in Paris, and D'Annunzio met with Tosti. And they both wrote beautiful poetry together at the bars in the Abruzzo region. And so it all starts with a place. And I'm hoping we can make that place and get the good word out to the rest of Wisconsin about education.
Well, and this is the place to say we are on location live, Minocqua Brewing Tap Room in the Madison area. Oh, yeah, come out. Check it out right now. Come out and drink some beer. Getting Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. We will be doing this monthly from the Minocqua Brewing Tap House. Kirk, though, so, you know, this partnership, we love the idea. You know, we kind of cross paths on Facebook. You know, we're putting out there, hey, we've got this public education show 5 days a week, fully, devoted to public schools. You kind of hit me up on Facebook. I came back and said, hey, you know, how can we work together? And the reality is here now, what, a month and a half later, we're doing it.
Yeah.
We're working together.
Yeah, so, you know, I have a special place in my heart for public education. My super PAC has been going for about 3 years now. And as I told you earlier, we raised the money and we helped to get Tony Evers elected, which was the first step to make sure that the state of Wisconsin, you know, could defend itself against another attack from Trump and the MAGA movement. The second thing we did was to help get Justice Janet Protasiewicz elected. which will make sure, which will ensure, not only ensure that Trump can't try to pull another fast one in 2024, but it ensured that we will end gerrymandering in Wisconsin, which has happened, and it also ensure that women will get the reproductive rights back in Wisconsin. That's bound to happen soon. But the thing that I cared about, and the thing that I knew that I could potentially do, was to try to help public education get back to where it used to be when I was a kid in the 80s, where it was some of the public education was one of the best in the country in Wisconsin, and it's fallen very far. And that's why I tried to, you know, I tried to start something, you know, try to fund with my friend who you have as your guest, Dr. Julie Underwood, to try to do something about it and try to get rid of voucher schools in Wisconsin.
Well, and Kirk, Johnny and I, we're doing this, and we talk about it, you know, there's been a relentless attack on public education. It's 40 years now, the reality, and so it is time to fight back. I think it is way past time, but thank you for stepping in and hearing that call, because, Johnny, we talk about it all the time. It's like public education and democracy and freedom. You can't have freedom and democracy without public education. And recognizing the connection there is essential. And again, to the partnership with Civic Media, bringing forward the idea that democracy, people like, you have a show about schools and schooling. No, no, no. We have a show about democracy.
Yeah, and that important, inseparable relationship between, you know, public education and where we learn our core democratic values. So you brought up freedom. You know, liberty is a core democratic value. Well, that term gets hijacked all the time, right, by political interests that want to just separate it from other core democratic values like equality, mm-hmm. like justice, right? All the other ones, truth, trust, these important core democratic values. Where do we learn those? In our public schools. So it's no coincidence that we've defunded public schools to the point where they're struggling and we can't strengthen democracy. So, Kirk, what you're doing with all the good people in the state of Wisconsin are doing to organize and to stand up for public schools, they're saying we need strong places where we can learn to be democratic citizens, where we can have a strong democracy. So all these defenders of democracy here tonight, it's great to be with you all, and you're out there listening. Thanks for being a listener. And come through and support Minocqua Brewing Company. But also, when you're supporting Minocqua Brewing Company, you're supporting democracy and the kind of grassroots organizing and the community building that's happening here. It's really powerful, and it's great to be here.
Yeah, Kirk, I mean, this, what a great moment for you to step into this realm. And, you know, we talk about it 40 years. And again, in Wisconsin, really too, the signature attack on public schools in Milwaukee, the voucher scheme, let's call it, you know, the just beating up on innocent people, taking advantage of a situation. When we say, you know, what was going on in Milwaukee? The schools had already been defunded. They hadn't been appropriately funded to the point. And then we come in and say we've got failing schools. Vouchers are born. Choice is moving on. You know, 35 years later, vouchers have done nothing except create division, continue to move public dollars out of the public schools into private hands with no accountability, no ability to then say what is being taught. The whole idea of a public school devoted to democracy, when you fund a voucher system in running this, you're actually funding the destruction of democracy on purpose. And so this is what brought you to this fight, Kirk, right?
Yeah. So I came to this fight. I talked to Julie Underwood, and she said, Kirk, you can't raise enough to fix the funding formula because that's crazy and it's going to take years and years and years. But vouchers are against the law in the Constitution of Wisconsin, and we can do this. So we tried to do a Hail Mary. We tried to go straight to the Supreme Court with an original action. Unfortunately, we failed, but that doesn't mean we failed the cause. It just means that we have to start the lawsuit, probably in Madison, and then keep going. And Dr. Underwood's going to talk about what's happening going forward. But what you said was, you know, I just jumped into this last July. There's a ton of people in this room who've been doing this for 30 years. And to tell you the truth, we probably could have got that Supreme Court case if I wasn't leading the charge and Julie was the face of this, because nobody knew who that guy was. And so I could have used a little more team building and a little bit more community building in order to
to get that thing across the finish line.
I think the problem was you didn't sing enough for them the way you were doing earlier.
Because, man, you're lucky we don't have you singing.
Talk about a voice, man. Opera singing, just dropping it, man. American Idol, watch out. Kirk Bengstad's coming for you next time, man. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Johnny, it's now educated educators, entrepreneurs talking education. Hey,
and you know what? That's the thing. It's really nice to see people who are finding a way to build community and you know, and to participate in the local economy in a way that strengthens democracy. I mean, those two things can coexist, and this is a great example of it. And that's, we say all the time, when you're supporting your public schools, you're supporting your local economy. Well, folks out there with, you know, who are, have small businesses and, you know, are participating in their local economy, that goes for you too. Like, there are ways that you can partner with your schools and with the fight to protect and defend and strengthen public education. You're strengthening democracy. It's just a wise investment. So, Kirk, we applaud you. We're grateful. And I really want to say thank you, man. Your humility here tonight, you know, admitting that this is not easy work, and there are some very experienced organizers here who know that. But you, you know, you come into the fight and you join in and you continuing to show up. It goes a long way. So appreciate you for that, my man. Defender of democracy, Kirk here.
Thank you, my friend. There's no lack of narcissism on my part. I just sold a T-shirt that says, I am Kirk Bankstead to hide from the Forest County Sheriff when they're hunting me for my defamation. So I appreciate your gesture, but it's not right.
Well, you got to come down to the tap room here in Madison off East Washington, Minocqua Brewing Company, because it's not just a place to drink beer. I mean, there's an experience. As Johnny was saying, you feel safe. You feel welcomed. You feel like you're invited to come in and have a conversation about democracy, about the realities that we're dealing with. And on top of that, Kirk, you've got some amazing swag available. You know, you've got T-shirts, hats, coffee mugs. Tell us a little bit, though, just about, Minocqua Brewing, the beer, has turned into a brand you were talking about. Tell us how, it's a progressive brand.
Well, I'll tell one story.
Yeah, give us one story.
Two stories. One, the University of Wisconsin-Madison sent me a cease and desist letter for pro-Badgers, pro-choice.
Yeah,
which I thought was very
that.
Funny, because I'm definitely a Badger, whether they want to say it or not. The other one here is Unhinged Woman, which is a very funny story. I get trolled relentlessly by the right, and somebody gave me a one-star review and said, the beer is terrible, the food is terrible, which we haven't served for 3 years, and third, the owner is an unhinged woman.
Well...
So I basically took a bike ride around Lake Winona, and I ended up at Sardine, I don't know how to say it, and I had a glass of Sauvignon Blanc, and I was like, oh, my God. I called my graphic designer. I'm like, we're going to make the sexiest shirt that says Unhinged Woman. Let's make it like Foxy Brown from the 70s, and apparently it resonated with lots of people, because that's the number one selling shirt I've ever done.
So make sure that you check this out. You say we're here at Minocqua Brewery, the Tap House of Madison. We're with the owner, entrepreneur Kirk Bengstad. And again, check out the website minocquabrewery.com, where you can get all of this. I mean, 44 states, Johnny. We talked about the reality.
Oh, yeah.
You can get this here. I tell you what, though, Johnny. You know what, Kirk? Love it. Appreciate you, man. But we got to get to the real guests now when we're coming up, you know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you know, so I'm looking forward to this, because we, as you said, we've got the extraordinaire, the expert, the idea, the voucher person, the goddess. She's right there. And, you know, she can't find anybody. Julie Underwood, Busted Pencils, next.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addison Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addison Jones and Signature Homes by Addison Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addison Jones, then
call the movers. Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit RevampHRT.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
I'll share with you, and then you...
There it is, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. We are here on location, Minocqua Brewing Company Tap House, East Washington, Madison, Wisconsin. Just finished talking to the owner, Kirk Bankstad. Again, partnership, Minocqua Brewing Company, Busted Pencils, Civic Media, making sure that democracy, public education, though, is the foundation of democracy. So therefore, supporting public education, making democracy great again. Making democracy great again. How about that? I like the idea. You know, making... But so, Julie, though, we have our guest here, Dr. Julie Underwood. And, Julie, you, Kirk really speaks incredibly highly of the work that you done to, that you did to bring him in. On the vouchers, though, there was a lawsuit. You attempted to say, hey, voucher schools are illegal in the state of Wisconsin. Are they illegal in the state of Wisconsin still? And where is this lawsuit heading next?
That gives us an update.
Well, I'll give you an update, and which one? This one? This one. In my opinion, vouchers have been illegal since they were first passed in 1990 when they were inflicted on the Milwaukee Public Schools, and they were intentionally inflicted on Milwaukee Public Schools for all sorts of reasons, but they were unconstitutional then. It's not just illegal. It's unconstitutional. As part of
our team stands ready to help your organization win across North America. Powered by Coakley Connect, our revolutionary facilities management platform, the Coakley crew supports clients across the country manage their real estate portfolio, offering facility-focused products and services, interior design, construction, new furniture, installation, and move management. We'll help you create and manage interior environments that drive your teams forward. Visit CoakleyBrothers.com and hit a home run.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
In the Woods with Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
Ah, you just can't beat camping in Wisconsin, Tony. The great outdoors, lots of friendly folks too. Can you believe how many stopped by when we were cooking up those Usinger brats?
Well, especially after they saw your sign, Uke, Usinger brats on the grill.
Always nice to share a Usinger brat with friends.
I saw a couple bears too.
Hey, bears are fine. No cardinals though. Everybody loves Usingers. Just keep them away from my peppered bacon.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Rays getting set for the middle game of this three-game series. And we're joined by Brewers coach Matt Erickson. You have your hands involved in so many different aspects of this team. I want to start, though, with infield and what this group has been able to accomplish already and just the talent that you get to work with on this infield. There's basically three shortstops on the field at any given moment in time. That has to be a dream for you a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, there's an abundance of physical talent, but you still got to go out there and make plays. And we have, there's only one shortstop position. So, you know, when you put a Joey Ortiz from shortstop over to third base, there's a few things that position calls for outside of it, the shortstop's position. Middle infield's a little bit more lateral, where third base is a little more front to back. And that's something that Joey is trying to make the adjustment on and doing a nice job with. But yeah, as far as not only the physical talent, the personalities and the competitiveness and the wanting to get better has been a lot of fun to work with this group.
Yeah, it's a group that's very tight-knit, and you can tell that when you watch them take balls even before the game, how important that is to them. And I think Willie leads that charge, right? I mean, he's a great leader, and that's so important to him. I can remember a couple of years ago when he first got with the organization, there was a day where he'd just been out there every day, been in the lineup every day, and begging him not to just don't take ground balls today. Like, give yourself that part off today. He wouldn't do it. Like, it's a part of his routine.
Absolutely. Willie's work ethic is outstanding, and you're 100%. He leads by example, and the rest of the group has followed suit. But I know there was a time last year, a little bit later in the season. It was the dog days for sure, and we had a day where it was optional ground balls infield-wise, and I think Terang was like, should I take them, should I not take them? And then Willie went and grabbed him by the neck, and they both ran out there. And it was one of the moments for me that really stood out. But I mean, Bryce took him up to that point every single day. So they're kind of cut out of the same cloth as far as work ethic is concerned. But then the guys that we've added as well, you know, the Dunner and Joey Ortiz and Hoskins and Powers, like, they all want to work. They all want to get better. It was really fun getting to know Hoskins and Bowers, you know, in spring training, talking to them about the quality of our infield play around here the last couple of years is a big deal. But in order to have a great infield, you got to have a great receiver right at first base. And just making sure they were on the same page of wanting to be a part of that infield group, and how important it is that the Brewers put into team defense, and it was awesome to have those conversations because they jumped right in, and getting better at defense and being a good defender is important to them at the first base position.
It's a great point, because a great first baseman can make the other three spots look a lot better. They can save a lot of runs, a lot of hits with their ability to scoop balls out of the dirt.
Absolutely. You know, we measure everything, right? We measure everything in the game of the baseball, but one thing that really can't be measured is the feeling that your infielders have throwing the baseball across the infield to a first baseman. Like, the confidence that you have and be able to miss once in a while and still get out of it is a big deal. And being able to play with that freedom to make plays and not get kind of stiff across the infield when you know that you got a guy over there that, one, is able to do it, but two, wants to do it on a daily basis and is consistent in their work. Allowing them to be consistent at it, and we have some guys like that here, which is great.
We've had some great second basemen come through here over the years, and you've been around a lot of great second basemen, and Colton Long was one of those.
Sure.
Have you ever seen a second baseman with the range of Bryce Terang?
No, I think I was talking the other day with a bunch of people. I think right now we have the best second baseman in the game. I think he. I think a lot of it has to do with his physical ability, but he studies hitters and his engagement, his pre-pitch engagement and first step is off the charts. And it's just steadily gotten better over his development from A-ball. When he was playing shortstop, he used to do some lateral shifting on his pre-pitch, and I always thought it was protect his backhand. But now he's got plenty of arm and he's matured physically. And now you can see where he's actually taking the pitch information that he gets in the pitch comm and reading hitters' swings and kind of laterally shifting in the direction that he thinks the ball's going to be hit. And when he's right, his first step is off the charts and he covers an enormous amount of range. When he's wrong, he's got great body control and he keeps his weight inside his frame, where he's almost able to load off that back foot and still go back the other way and cover a bunch of ground. So everybody sees the highlight plays, but not everybody understands the work that kid has put into it over the years within our organization, and he just keeps getting better. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, very instinctual, but also the ability to process that information that quickly in real time, incredible as well. Matt, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for giving us some time.
Absolutely.
Matt Erickson with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Starting lineups when we return after this. On the Brewers Radio Network.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193, 800-281-8193.
800-281-8193.
On 94.5 ESPN. We are back with you once again from American Family Field, game two in the series. Tonight's starting lineups. Once again, here is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Uke. The starting lineups presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. The Rays come into this game tonight at 14-16 overall. They lead off with their first baseman, Yandy Diaz. Batting second in right field, Richie Palacios. Randy Arozarena bats third in left. The cleanup batter is the third baseman, Isaac Paredes. Ahmed Rosario is the second baseman, batting fifth. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, Harold Ramirez. Ben Rortvedt, the Verona, Wisconsin product, is the catcher, batting seventh. Batting eighth is the shortstop, Jose Caballero. And batting ninth in center field is Jose Siri. Again for the Rays, Diaz, Palacios, Arozarena, Paredes, Rosario, Ramirez, Rortvedt, Caballero, and Siri. And the left-hander, Tyler Alexander, gets the start here tonight for Tampa Bay. Brewers come in at 17-11. They lead off with William Contreras, the catcher. Batting second at first base, Rhys Hoskins. Gary Sanchez is in the three spot tonight. He's the designated hitter. Willie Adames bats cleanup. He's the shortstop. In center field and batting fifth, Blake Perkins. Batting sixth at third base, Joey Ortiz. Jackson Churio bats seventh in right field. Bryce Terang is the second baseman. And batting ninth in left field, Joey Weimer. Again for the Brewers, Contreras, Hoskins, Sanchez. Adames, Perkins, Ortiz. Churio, Terang, and Weimer, and the right-hander Freddy Peralta is on the hill here tonight for the Brewers. The umpires in this one at first base, Alex McKay. At second base is Brian Knight. Ryan Addison is the third base umpire. And the home plate umpires, the crew chief, Chris Guccione. More of the on-deck show built by Menards as we get closer to first pitch between Brewers and Rays game two after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Sitco, you're good to go.
good to go.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you in part by Sitco, Miller Lite, it's Miller time, Usinger's famous sausage, Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. The Brewers and the Rays, game two in the series, that and more when we come back. After this, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking. But because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukey says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, Yadish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Yadish & Jones and Signature Homes by Yadish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Yadish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit revamphrt.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
Back with you from American Family Field as we wrap up the On Deck Show built by Menards. Brewers and Rays getting ready for the second game of this three-game series. Brewers dropping the opener last night in a pitching duel, 1-0 to Tampa Bay. We drive around the league. It is presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. And the Cardinals, a comeback victory, scored two runs in the top of the ninth inning to defeat the Tigers 2-1
in Detroit today. The Cardinals playing a doubleheader in Detroit. Game two will get underway shortly. Cincinnati is out on the West Coast taking on the Padres in San Diego. Also in the National League Central, the Cubs continue their series in New York. The Mets with a 1-0 lead. That game's in the top of the second inning. Detroit is out to a 4-0 lead in game two of that doubleheader between the Cardinals and the Tigers at Comerica. That game's in the top of the fourth inning. Well, Freddy Peralta's going through his warm-up tosses. We're about ready to get this one underway. And stepping in with the play-by-play, here is Bob Uecker.
All right, Lane, thank you. And this broadcast, once again, is authorized by the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. It is intended solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast or other use without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club is prohibited. Brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Stop up and visit Frank Boucher. See Frank drive around in his 1927 Whippet at his high school prom reunion. Yandy Diaz is going to lead things off for Tampa Bay. Freddy Peralta, all set to work. Opening pitch in game two, here it is. Bouncer right back to the mound. Freddy picks, throws, got him. First pitch, Brewers Baseball, brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Enjoy every pitch at American Family Field. Find Carbless right here, too, inside the ballpark. Carbless, less is more. Richie Palacios is going to be the batter. If you score along with us, just in case, 1-3 on that one. Peralta right in there, strike one called. Palacios at 297. Nothing for three in last night's 1-0 win. Big swing and a miss. He's behind now, nothing in two. Palacios with three home runs and five driven in. Contreras doing the catching. Again, not unusual. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, strikeout number 39 on the year for Peralta. Randy Arozarena takes one a little bit high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Arozarena batting only 148, three home runs and nine driven in for him. With their win last night, swing and a miss, Tampa Bay is 14-16. Brewers start action tonight, 17-11. Now the pitch. Little high and outside, following that opening win against New York. They've lost three in a row. And the pitch, too high again. It is two balls and a strike. Still time, still room for you. Come on out. Peralta winds, deals again. Popped him up. Playable. It is going to be caught. Ortiz right alongside the mound to end the inning. Last night's win for Tampa. They got one in the first and made it stand up. Three up and three down. One half complete. Tampa Bay nothing, Milwaukee coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact. and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And he stays hot. Line single to left. Rosarena may have had a chance to make a catch on that one. It would have been a diving grab, and you're taking a chance on it getting by you. Quick trip around the bases presented by Ferraro. Tonight's contestant, quick trip around the bases, Julie Jenkins from Broadhead. Now the stretch and the pitch. And that one missed outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Reese Hoskins. I had a Broadhead in seventh grade. 1-0 delivery. Here he comes again. Swing and a miss. Low and inside. He went after it. One ball, one strike now. Rortvedt doing the catching again. Sitting right down the middle and the pitch. In tight. Two balls on a strike now. Runner aboard. $100 for Julie Jenkins if they can get him in here. Swing and a miss by Hoskins. Ball two and strike two on Reese. Playing at first base tonight, Gary Sanchez will hit next. He's the DH. Time called, Hoskins. Momentarily, now we're all set to go. The left-hander is all set again. And the pitch just off the outside. Ball three and strike two now. New sign and from the stretch. Here he comes again. Big swing and a long foul. Well hit, but foul territory and left. Three balls and two strikes on Reese Hoskins. Ready to work. And the runner goes, swinging a foul again, and Contreras, despite a good jump, have to come back. He was dancing around over there and took off when Alexander threw home. See if he runs here. I think he's going to hold. The stretch. He's running. Strike three, or is it? It is ball four. Wow. Hoskins, I think, got away with one there. Rorfett, just finishing his discussion with Guccione. But there are two on. That one's good for a strike. Gary Sanchez. So a base hit and a free run. Sanchez with three home runs, driven in six. And the left-hander deals again, dropping one down low and outside. One ball and one strike. Willie Adames is due next. Base hit. Orthopedic Associates, free ride, base on balls. There is a difference. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. He pulled a string on him. Sanchez out in front of a changeup. One ball and two strikes. Ready to go. And the pitch. Broken bat, ground ball hit to third. They'll go to second one, and the relay is going to be late. Contreras winds up at third. Sanchez is beyond first base and kind of reaching behind on the hamstring on the right leg. See if he's all right. He reaches on the fielder's choice. And going to be attended to, and he is going to, for right now, leave the game. Yep. He is gone as he reached first base and kind of reached out a little extra, came up limping, and he's going to leave. If I had to take a wild guess here, I would think a pull on that back hamstring, the big one.
Yeah, the way he reached and almost immediately as he started to decelerate, it would make you think that, yeah, probably hamstring.
Oh, boy. Well, Tyler Black, who arrived here today, he got here about batting practice time. I know he didn't think this because I was in there when he was talking with Pat Murphy about when he would play, and Murph told him probably tomorrow. Well, he's in there tonight. And Sanchez will try to get a report as quick as possible. Yeah, that didn't look too good. Willie Adames is the batter. Runners are at the corners with only one out. Brewer's shortstop waiting in the pitch. That one rides off the outside corner. Murphy told Black to be ready just in case tonight. He said, I can't tell you for sure you won't be in there. You could be used as a pinch runner. That's what he told him. Outside again, two balls and no strikes. And he's in there. And he's a pinch runner. Brewers, who did not score in last night's game, have a shot here tonight. Willie Adames is going to get an RBI on a long fly to center. Here comes Contreras, and the Brewers have hit pay dirt. Willie Adames, his 14th RBI of the year on a sack fly. Tyler Black is still at first. Second out in the inning. And the Brewers have a 1-0 lead. They couldn't do it in last night's game. Alexander kicks and deals, and he's right in there. Strike one called on a fastball. Blake Perkins, a solid 280 with 3 home runs and 10 driven in. Julie Jenkins got $100. Strike two, he threw a bender and right in there. From Broadhead. Now the stretch. Coming back. Missed outside, and it's ball one and strike two. Brewers cleanup hitter tonight, Willie Adames, put him on top. Loyal Family Renovations. Clean up any home damage. Free inspection, too. This one is popped foul to the right field side. And second deck. Perkins stepping out, now back in there. Tyler Black, pretty good lead. There he goes, the pitch. Swinging a foul, and Black with a belly flop slide will head back to first. That's exactly what Pat Murphy talked to him about in his show-up chat with Murph. He said, I might use you as a pinch runner tonight. Be ready. And Tyler Black really did. He said, running? He said, yeah, stealing a base. Ball one and strike two. Pretty good lead. And the left-hander checks him. And the pitch. Runner holding. This one is lined to right, but it's going to be playable. And Caudy hit that one right on the button. But Palacios pulled it down. Brewers get a run, though. And at the end of one complete, it's now the Brewers 1 and the Tampa Bay Rays nothing on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. The Brewers Sunday Funday Bundle is here for 2024. Enjoy a family day at the ballpark without breaking the bank. Get 4 tickets, 4 junior hot dogs, 4 junior sodas, and a parking pass for only $62 every Sunday. Get yours at brewers.com/funday. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
In the Woods with Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
Hey Tony, we're going to need a little more wood for the fire. Nothing beats the taste of fresh Usinger brats on an open flame.
Did you get more firewood?
Open the back of the truck.
These are bats, Bob.
Beautiful Wisconsin hardwoods, aged 50 years and touched by nothing, not even a baseball.
Oh, wow.
Usinger brats cooked on Mr. Baseball bats. Doesn't get any better than that.
Just not summer without them.
You said it, pal.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Isaac Paredes will lead things off, and Freddy Peralta almost hit him. Change up off the inside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. From the windup, that time he missed inside with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes. 1-0, Brewers have the lead. Here comes Freddy, a swing and a bouncer, hit foul, past third. And the pitch. Check swing a little bit high, and Contreras thought they had enough, but not so. Three balls on a strike. Freddie deals again, a swing and a drive into left. This is going to be caught by Joey Weimer with a leaping grab, and he pulled it back in here. Joey Weimer in that left field corner, right at the pole, reached up and pulled.